I don't know if I'm going to go outside and do anything, or just go in the house and turn the radios on and play radio for a little while. I'm waiting to get a station set up down there. That'd be nice. Yeah, with everything I've been working on, I really hadn't been out anywhere other than running to the parts store because I broke something, and that was just out and back. So it's my first day out of the house in probably over a month. She's keeping me busy with that honey-do list. Through with that. She's using her hardware discount, bringing me tools and stuff home and picks up the groceries. Hey, I'm good with that.
I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to go get our cold weather gear on and go to the lake, do a little fishing today. I bet those strippers be running good.
I thought about that. When I looked at the forecast, it called them like 17 to 20 mile an hour winds today and tomorrow on the lake. I went, don't think so.
Blame you for that. I don't believe I'd want to be out there today anyway. I was telling somebody one day that we were talking about fishing, and we were talking about striper fishing, really, and I told him, I said, well, you know the biggest striper I ever caught? It was so cold out on the water that I had to bump my rod on the side of the boat to get the ice out of the eyes on the rod so I could cast it out or reel it in. But that was one of those times that, I enjoyed the fishing, but I didn't like the weather.
We have that a lot with some of the tournaments we fish because they don't care how cold it gets or how the wind is. We got to fish it anyway, and I can't tell you how many times I've had ice build up in the eyelets on my rod.
When I get out there and have some fun with it, but I don't know. I'm like you. I don't believe I'd want to be out there. There's certain lakes that I certainly wouldn't want to be on. I wouldn't want to be on Joe Cassie or today with the wind being that high, because it'd be really rough up there.
Joe Cassie or Kiwi or Russell either. All those are rough lakes when the wind gets up. So, KZ for him.
Like you, I fished most of the lakes around here. And there's some of them that I don't want to be on when the wind gets up, but, if it's a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work, any way you look at it. KI4DOS Mobile.
I concur with you, but, when you break something or somebody gets hurt, it's that saying doesn't hold true anymore. But, yeah, there's a lot of lakes around here that I say I fish, but I think I've done more boating on them than I have anything else.
I agree with that, too. Hang on a minute. Put in my order up here at Bojangles. I was informed last night that I was to bring home breakfast biscuits. Joy likes those Bo Rounds and the biscuits from Bojangles, so I figured I'd stop here and grab it on the way. Got a line all the way out into Washington Avenue out there. I don't know if they got the dining room open or not, but there's a lot of cars in the drive-thru.
Same way it was at Dunkin' Donuts this morning. I come around the corner and went, good, googly moogly. They were wrapped all the way around the building. I don't know if people just gotten tired of being cooped up and everybody decided they're going to get out on Saturday morning or what the deal was. But, it was awful.
Had a Dunkin' Donuts, but, I have to go into Easley and turn around and come back. And I said, I'll just stop here at Bojangles. She'd rather have a biscuit than she had a donut anyway.
Why, I get that ham, egg, and cheese croissant and Dunkin' when I go, but I go there mainly because they're the best place around for coffee. If you're into donuts, Krispy Kreme's a lot better than Dunkin', but Krispy Kreme's coffee, that stuff's horrible. I'd rather have Navy coffee and I would that crap.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't particularly care for Dunkin's coffee for some reason. I don't know why, but it just doesn't fit my palate as well.
Terry, well, I think I'm getting on the outskirts up here, right in the hills where it's kind of blocking the repeater a little bit, but it's good talking to you, and it's good seeing you today. You give Miss Joy my best, and if you need me for anything, you got my number. You can give me a holler there, bud. I'll say 73 and have a great weekend. KI4TOS, this is KZ4M.
Have a great day, 73, KZ4M, KI4DOS Mobile. If you copy me that last transmission or not, I was beside the building, and you were real scratchy, and I wasn't making the repeater, but tell Ricky I said hello, and y'all have a safe day, find you a tractor, and all that good stuff. We'll talk to you later. KZ4M, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, yeah, I copied you. I think it was you against the building. I was thinking it was me up here in the hills, but all right. Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll catch you a little bit later. KI4DOS, KZ4M.
W4NGU.
Get the feel.
Where have you been?
Who told you?
To keep it quiet then.
Yeah, I've just been a little preoccupied the last several months, and still can't get my head above water.
Well, turn on that ham radio. I assume you've been driving some.
No, other than having to run to pick up some kind of part for something I broke, this is my first time out of the house in probably, gosh, I don't know, it's been several weeks, maybe even a month.
Man, I'd be stir crazy.
Out of the house, I mean, I haven't been out anywhere. I've been doing a lot of outside work and yard work and, you know, trying to get two houses and the shop up and going, and still having to worry about my own and all, every vehicle I've got. Something's happened to it in the last couple of months, and blew up my four-wheeler. You name it, it's just been happening. But I've stayed busy and not really got stir crazy. But now that I got out today, I'm kind of I'm spreading my wings.
Spread your wings and fly. That's good. Well, I got an antenna up I'm happy with, and so I've been doing a little hamming, and I'm putting one of those U-bits in a box, and looked up today a battery I want to buy, so I bought a portable antenna, so I'm going to do a little bit of soda. I'm not going to be a big mountain trekker, but I'm going to do a little of that, and I'll probably use a higher power radio if I do some parks on the air. That's kind of a different thing. So I've been staying at the ham stuff on the side.
I got to get an HF station up down at KN4LBO, which is where I've been for the last several months. But anywho, yeah, you get that set up, yell at me sometime, because I would love to go with somebody on this POTA or SOTA activations, and just to see if that might be my cup of tea or not.
Will do. I don't want to go by myself, just from meeting somebody on the trail, and I don't have a carry permit, so I'm not going to carry any firepower, but I'm kind of worried. I mean, stuff happens. Even on the Swamp Fox Trail, there's been some bad stuff happens, quite a bit of it, actually. They don't put much of it in the news.
Got you covered on both avenues, inflicting injury or treating it. So I might be an asset to you. Just anytime you want to go and you want somebody to go with you, you can call me, bud.
Hey, I can hire you as security.
Medic.
Yeah, the medic, too. That's great. I've been on a couple of hikes, not many, but I've passed some people. I was kind of worried about if I hadn't been with three people, to tell you the truth.
Still these days. Well, I am arriving here at my destination. I'm coming up here to pick up KN4L, KN4KRU, and we're going to go out and look at some tractors today. We're going to do some manly stuff. So, it was good talking to you. Give me a call sometime, and especially if you want to go do some POTA or SOTA, and I'll be happy to get in with you. Otherwise, I'll just say 73, and I hope you have a great weekend. KZ4M, I'm going to be clear on your final.
Okay, Tom, sounds like a winner, and get with me before you put that other HF antenna up. I got a recommendation for you. W4NGU, clear.
With Steve today, KI4DOS.
We'll cut a little piece of plexiglass for me. I'm actually headed to his house.
Yeah, good deal. Well, tell him I said howdy when you see him. Y'all be careful out there. I'm just about to the house as well. We just got through with a test session over here, and I stopped and got my pretty little bride a bite of breakfast or brunch, and taking it into her, and then I may get on the radio and play a little radio this afternoon. I don't know. If the sun will come back out, I'll probably get out in the yard, but if it don't, I'm going to go stay in the house where it's warm.
I understand. Well, we're going to come over and see you before long. I guess now it's going to be warm weather, which is right around the corner. But I've been busy, and he has too, with 100 things on Friday afternoons and Saturday, and it just hadn't worked. But I hadn't forgot about you. Did our buddy ever get his antenna up?
I haven't heard back from him. I sent him an email, hadn't heard anything back from him. But he said he was going to get his electrician. He was had an electrician up there going to do some wiring up his garage that he had built. And he said he was going to get his electrician to do some of the stuff, put up a couple of poles and this sort of thing. And I sent him an email wanting to know if he got his antenna up yet. But I hadn't heard back from him, so if and when I hear back from him, I'll shoot you an email.
Well, it sounds like he's kind of iffy. I just wondered if he'd ever gotten it up. You don't keep free help waiting.
Of course, got another fella, Steve. K4ZZX, he's going to put up a big antenna, about 500 feet long, he said, but he's hadn't got all his stuff together yet, and I told him to put it on the net one night when he got his stuff together, and we'd get a bunch of us to come up there and see if we could help him get it up. He's in a wheelchair, and it would help him out a whole lot if we could get some folks up there and get his antenna up.
I'm interested in that, especially a guy, you know, in a wheelchair and really needs the help. But I wonder, what's he doing, just a long wire and a tuner?
He's going to put up, are you familiar with the antenna? It's called a Skywire.
I sure am. It's not a DX antenna, but it's a good antenna to tune a bunch of bands, and he's going to feed it with open wire?
I'm going to feed it with, to be honest with you, I don't know. He was talking about putting that thing up, and he was going to use bare wire. He wasn't going to use coated wire. And I told him that if he was going to put it in the trees, that it would be better if he used coated wire. That way, when the wire got up against a tree or a limb or something of that nature, it wouldn't affect his SWR as bad. But he hadn't got his wire yet. He's still thinking about how he's going to do it. He's got enough property to put up a big antenna, but like I said, he's been doing some antenna modeling and that sort of thing.
local hams burned up a couple of tuners trying to take one for a Skywire for 80 meters and work it on 160. So as long as he knows what he wants to do, I was enamored with that antenna for a long time, but from what I'm hearing, it's just not a DX antenna. But it's got enough wire in the air, you know, I'm sure it hears pretty good. You say he's talking about 500 feet or more.
Like I said, I like the Skywire. I don't know, I hadn't tried it on DX much, but the noise floor is way down there. You know, it's a very quiet antenna. And I thought about putting up one at the house, and I changed my mind. I said, nah, I like my loop I got up. It seems to work real well with the beams. I just use it on 80 and 160. And had one fella tell me it wouldn't work on 160. I said, well, don't tell my radio or antenna tuner that. or the people I've talked to. So, you know, it's not a 160 antenna per se. It's more for 80 meters, but it covers that, and then I've got the beams to cover the rest of it.
Have you ever tried a Carolina Windham?
I have one of those up. They work real well. I'm real pleased with that. I don't know. I built this loop that I've got up. It seems to work real well. I've had it in two different configurations. I've had it horizontal and vertical. And if you put it horizontal, the noise floor drops on it. But I got it up vertical right now. And like I said, I'm happy with it. It's I've thought about putting the Carolina Windham back up, but I hadn't done it yet.
I put one up just recently and used the Ballon Designs 4-to-1 and the choke, and my noise floor dropped like mad, even though it's got a vertical component to it, you know, 22 feet. But one of the first things I heard was Australia 20 over. I have never had an antenna in my ham experience. Now, you know, I don't have a bunch of antennas up I can switch between and do a direct comparison, but I've never had anything that would hear like this thing. I hadn't spent a lot of BIC time in front of it, so I don't know how good it is as a DX antenna, although Bill's worked the world on a couple of his. He's got two up at right angles, and man, he loves them, but I really like this antenna. I looked at a loop. They're very good antennas. My only thing was I couldn't, at least it wasn't advertised, to work on 160. But for an all-band antenna, I don't think you can beat that Windham.
I'm thinking about putting one up. I've got, like I said, I got my loop up that I use on 80 and 160. And it's not real efficient on 160. It's a little short for that, but it does work. And matter of fact, earlier in the week, I was sitting in the house. It was drizzling. Well, was it yesterday when it was drizzling rain yesterday morning? Talked to South Africa, and I thought that was pretty good. on 20 meters. It works, and I'm happy with it for now. Bill, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to take my sweet little bride's breakfast in, or brunch into her. And good talking with you. Again, tell Steve we said howdy. Y'all take care. Be careful out there today. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Look forward to seeing you. NG4U, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, good to hear you. W4, never give up. Clear.
KN4WMY, looking for a contact out there.
Didn't catch your call, M4DJC.
This is Kilo November 4, Whiskey Mike Yankee. Could you come back with that call sign? I only caught the end of it there.
For 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC.
Got you nice and clear now. Thank you for the contact. I'm up here on top of Table Rock Mountain. I was seeing who is out there.
Of course, you're pretty close to the trans. I mean, pretty close to the repeater anyway. It's on Caesar's Head, so about 3,500 feet up, I think.
You heard the contact, N4DJC. This is KN4WNY out.
KO4EED, KN4RDE. Amy, are you out there? Nothing heard. KN4RDE, clear.
EA, mobile.